Dr. Kapinski dictating email IME on Luis, L-U-I-S, Pastrana, P-A-S-T-R-A-N-A. Luis Pastrana was accompanied to the evaluation by Becky Ipri, I-P-R-I, to help serve as a translator. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examining in this fashion. On 9-8-21, Mr. Pastrana was drilling when his left hand got stuck in the hole. But as a result, he believes he injured his left hand and wrist, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, leading to a final diagnosis of torn ligaments that were repaired surgically on 12/15/21. But he has completed his course of active treatment as of May 2022. Period. New paragraph. Insert the summary that was already done, followed by physical exam, extremities upper, inspection revealed a healed scar on the dorsal aspect of the left thumb, measuring 1 3/4 inches in length. Period, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left pinch grip strength was 5-5, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Hands were stable. Finkelstein's maneuver on the left elicited a pulling sensation, but no discomfort. But this was entirely negative on the right. Spine, cervical, normal. With hand dynamometry, he complained of discomfort at every setting on the left. Period. Impressions on 9-8-21. Luis Pastrana's left hand reportedly was injured at work. Period. The following day, he was seen by Dr. Goldstein at the emergency room. Period. He stated the digit was bent, and he straightened it out himself. Period. X-rays of the left hand were normal, as were X-rays of the left wrist. Period. A thumb spica splint was applied, and he was prescribed naproxen. Period. He then followed up at Virtua Health and received a diagnosis of left thumb sprain, comma left wrist sprain, and was discharged in stable condition from the emergency room again. Period. On 11/8/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Smith. Period. At that juncture, he reported he had a dislocation of his thumb that was self-reduced. Period. This was a result of the work injury 2 months ago while using a power drill that stopped abruptly and caused his hand to rotate aggressively. Period. X-rays were also done. Period. Dr. Smith referred him for an MRI of the left hand that was done on 11/16/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Smith reviewed these results with him, and then an MRI of the left wrist was done on 12/6/21 to be inserted here. But these results were also reviewed by Dr. Smith with Mr. Pastrana. Period. On 12/15/21, Dr. Smith performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up post-operatively and participated in occupational therapy. Period. As of 8/8/22, he had no complaints about his left thumb, but did have ongoing discomfort of the left wrist radiocarpal joint with heavy and repetitive activity, but no focal tenderness on exam that day. Period. Motion of the wrist and forearm was full without pain. Period. There was no tenderness or palpation about the thumb or radiocarpal joint. Period. Dr. Smith discharged him and cleared him for full duty. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found out there to be healed surgical scarring about the left thumb. Period. There was full range motion of the left thumb and the other fingers without crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. Period. Provocative maneuvers were virtually negative. Period. He had decreased left pinch grip at 5-5 and decreased hand grasp by manual muscle testing at every setting on the left. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the left thumb slash hand. But this is for the orthopedic residuals, a chronic ulnar collateral ligament injury, and metacarpophalangeal joint instability treated surgically via left thumb metacarpophalangeal joint ulnar collateral ligament reconstruction with advancement of local tissue and internal brace supplementation. Period. Mr. Pastrana has been able to return to the workforce as a driver for another employer. Period. And